The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hutt present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and our listening area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 to 5 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcasts also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
Hi, this is Bobby Riley, Vietnam veteran. I'm an avid listener of Rock and Roll Reveille. And today, I will be joining Father Jim Drucker as we're playing music from the Vietnam era and honoring our veterans and their families.
Pictures torn in half, memories of arms and faces, traces of war long ago that didn't turn out right, traces of war that I'm still fighting.
In the background, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rock and Roll Reveille. What a great show we have lined up. A gentleman that is a greater advocate for veterans, I can't believe it, than me. Bobby Riley, say a quick hello to the audience. Tell them who you are, where you're from, how you love them. How you love veterans, Bobby?
Hello, this is Bob Riley. I have a special love and brotherhood with all those I served with, and I have that same love and brotherhood with those I'm recovering with.
Now, he has a little, he's going to start the show off. I'm giving him permission to start off the show with your little intro here. Go for it, Bobby Riley. Vietnam veteran, artillery, 105 howitzers. I was a prime mover, deuce and a half truck. Good, Bobby.
Good morning, Vietnam. I got Bob on the DMZ on Firebase Fuller with the 6th Battalion, 33rd Artillery. Hey, Bob, what can we play for y'all? Play anything. Just play it loud. Hardhammer 4-3. Hardhammer 3-3. Contact fire mission over Victor Charlie in the open. Grid. Yankee Delta 0-1-2-4-5-5. Willie Peter marking round. Then fire for effect. Hotel Echo. 6 guns. 3 rounds. 90 seconds later, Hardhammer 3-3, Hardhammer 4-3, round out, Willie Peter, out.
To the flyboys, the ground boys, the Audi boys, the ground water boys, and the boys on the deep blue.
We already have a bunch of wonderful people on the phone. General Satterfield's with us. Dennis Byrne, a local boy from Philadelphia, was in the Navy. We'll still have him on the air. What do you think, Doc?
Put him on.
Doc, say hello to the audience.
Hello, everyone. Don't forget to call in. 888-329-3306. Want to hear from you.
And my buddy from 60-some years, singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, Billy Carlucci. Say hello to the world, Billy.
Hello, world. How you doing out there? Happy Halloween, and go Phillies, go. And Bobby, you did a great intro.
And our executive producer, Janine.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And Matthew Minerick is part of the show.
You still haven't got it right, but thank you.
No, every time I call the phone, I say, call Matthew Minerick, it says calling Matthew Minerick. Anyway, you got too much plug time here right now. Anyway, Bobby Riley, I guess the music's done already. We talk so much. Anyway, Bobby Riley was trained as a cannoneer for the 105 Howitzer, and in actuality was a combat fire direction controller, FDC, in Vietnam from February 1969 through February 1970. He's from my section, Frankfurt, Richmond, Kensington area, but he left our area. You probably heard I was in town, and he moved over to the Mayfair section. So, Bobby, I want to welcome you to Philadelphia Radio. And first of all, Doc, you have a couple of thoughts.
I want to jump in, if I may, Father. Specialist for Robert Riley, brother Philadelphian, welcome home, soldier. This is Doc Andy Savicki, U.S. Marine Corps, U.S. Air Force, Lieutenant Colonel, retired. Please share with our audience your growing up in the Frankfurt and Mayfair sections of Philadelphia. I understand you were members of St. Joachim's Parish.
It's Joachim's Parish, yes. Beautiful.
That's my Jewish slang.
Joachim and Anna. Go ahead, Bobby. Please.
That was my mother's parish on Griscom Street, and I was born...
get into the microphone, Bucca Bobby.
Street in Frankfurt, and we moved way up in the suburbs to Mayfair, which was Robbins Avenue and Walker. My dad was a driver, a mover of the artillery and troops.
Wow.
With Patton's Third Army, Red Ball Express, Malmedy Experience, and Battle of the Bulge.
Now, your mom and mom was Mary, was it? And
Mary, yes.
And Benjamin's your daddy. Had a brother that was in Vietnam.
I had a brother in the Air Force that arrived. We had overlapping tours of about 6 weeks. My sister was 2 years older, and she used me to practice jitterbug. Everly Brothers. She was on bandstand with her uniform on. That was probably Bob Horn then, right, Billy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then they banned the uniforms, and she never went back. So
you know what? I used my sister to learn how to dance because she was with Bob Horn's bandstand. But I said, stand there, and I'm going to dance, so hold my hand. And she taught me how to jitterbug.
That's exactly it, and I was hooked. From then on in, I was in every contest. I almost won a couple stomp contests.
Listen, we're straying off on the music. This is Jim Drucker, Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest, and this is Rock and Roll Reveille on 8:60 a.m. every week. Simulcast on WPEN FM 97.5, 30,000 watts. HD2. It's great to be in there. General Satterfield, will you jump in here, sir, please, and say hello to Bobby Riley? You've told me more than once, and you've written about Bobby, what a great advocate he is for our veterans, for us, we veterans, sir.
Absolutely. And I have a very short story later about how he saved a man's life that was by a Wawa over there close to where he lives. If you give me about 1 minute at some point, I'll tell that story.
We're going to do that, sir. In the meantime, I'd like to introduce also, sir, not to interrupt you as a general, sir. This is just a former captain, a lieutenant. Clyde Lewandowski, who wrote a book called Hard Hammer. We're going to be talking about it. And Bobby Riley sent a lot of material for the book called Hard Hammer, 2 years in Vietnam with the 6th Battalion, 33rd Artillery, the Arty Boys. Welcome to Philadelphia Radio, Clyde.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, Clyde, where are you from?
I'm from St. Cloud, Minnesota.
And you were in Vietnam, what years? Was 69 to 70 with Bobby?
No, I actually was there for 6 months in 1968.
Okay.
Arrived in early February and left in late July.
Well, we're going to continue with more music. Before, though, I just had a call today from Johnny Madera, who wasn't feeling well, so I ask your prayers. I'm making it official on the air. He's doing well, thank God. But he also wanted me to remind you that from last week's show, he was in Vietnam with Bob Hope and Joey Heatherton performing for the troops in Vietnam. And he shared with me one time when he was on the military plane how exciting it was. I'm thinking a C-130 maybe. Right? Anyway, let's get on with music. And all the songs here are picked by Bobby Riley. What do you think about Cream, Bobby?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
Specialist Riley, how you doing? I'm Matt Menarche, as you know, Father Jim's producer and engineer of his Rock and Roll Reveille show. I'm a retired Sergeant First Class U.S. Army, as you probably already know, again, because Father Jim talks about it too much. After 20 years and 2 weeks of service, Father shared that you received your draft notice on August 6, 1968. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Apparently, I passed the physical, and I had a decision to make. And I decided, at that point, I was 22 years old. Country had asked me to do nothing for 22 years. And I decided I'll do this one thing. And I raised my hand to protect the Constitution that
so
I'm
you
looking
went,
at right
you
now.
So you went happily and as a patriot, did you not?
Yes.
So now you go, you're going to where? Fort Bragg, I believe, for your basic training on September 16, 68?
September 16, 68.
By the way, you were married then, were you not?
I was married
to a lovely,
happily.
To a lovely girl named June.
Lovely girl named June. Our favorite song was Can't Help Myself. Had a nice little train ride down Fort Bragg. And when we hit the training base, last one off, the bus was going to get a boot up there.
The what's-its.
And somehow I found my way first, which was the wrong thing to do. And they just cleaned up that base with my face for about 4 hours. The next day, drill sergeant said, "Roddy, come on in." He said, and I thought I was going to get, you know, jail time. He said, "You have 1 year ROTC. You must be able to march." And I said, "I don't know if I should say yes or no." He said, "Here,
now,
put these on."
Let's go back a little.
So I was a corporal.
You were at LaSalle.
Acting, yeah.
You were at LaSalle College, right? That's when you were ROTC?
Where was it you were?
Yeah, 1 year ROTC mandatory, and after that year, I volunteered opt out.
So in the meantime, your drill instructor, DI, TI, whatever, says, do you come into the room and share the story again?
So he says, put these on. I said, what's that? He said, that's a, you're a temporary corporal. You got a squad. I said, a squad of what? He said, soldiers. And if any of them ever, I'll put both boots up your butt. So I ended up trainee of the year. Because and they came in behind me, and it was like, hey, how'd that work? And they gave me a real stripe after I got done. And then it was like, okay, I go to Fort Sill. I learn how to put 37-pound bombs into a howitzer, and I get to Vietnam. And they say, well, we need you because you know numbers and fire direction control. So get in there and figure out the target data. I go in there. There's only one guy in there. I said, I thought there's supposed to be five. He said, you're OGT now. Oh, it's going to be a long year.
So you went from Fort Bragg, September 1668, to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, November 68. Your MOS was 13 Alpha 10, but you were actually, in reality, in combat, were 13 Echo 20, and you arrived boots on ground at Long Binh, Republic of Vietnam, and this is the song you remember.
Riley, I'm Janine, executive producer of Father Jim's Rock and Roll Reveille. I understand that you were already married to June, a Philadelphia girl, on October 7th, 1967, when you entered active duty military life, and especially into artillery combat status. What were your feelings? Because you left behind your parents, your friend, your wife, and June was expecting.
Yes, she was expecting our first child. While I was planning R&R in Hawaii, she was getting tested for stomach cramps, and she said, I'm not going to be able to go and fly.
In other words, you took a break from combat, correct?
I did not take a break from combat.
You were in active duty at Fort Sill, Fort Bragg. Where were you?
Active duty halfway through Fort Sill.
Okay, and you took time. You had a little leave time.
They gave us a couple days home.
You went there, and she got sick.
She got pregnant.
Oh, she got pregnant.
She was sick the next month, and I got sick the month after that.
In that order, right?
It's about in that order. And if she hears this show, she's going to get more sicker, and I'm going to get real bad. I'm in bad trouble.
And your child's name? What's your son's name?
Bobby Jr. The only one that ever called me Bobby before Father Jimmy was my mom. My son's Bobby Jr. He was born September 25th when I was in the deepest foxhole filled with 2 feet of water. And okay. and the song that came on, because I got so damn hot. I had bricks on my chest, homesickness, and it came home.
Get to the mic. Get to the mic.
I wish I was homeward bound. And son of a bitch.
I'm losing control of this menagerie. What a great show. We have on the phone right now.
You're the one asked me to come.
I know that. Listen, we have on the line right now your good buddy, Spider-Man. So, Spider-Man, what's your real first name, sir?
Gene.
Gene, this is Father Jimmy. Welcome to Philadelphia Radio, 10,000 watts of veteran power. And I'd like you to say hello to your comrade at arms, Bobby Riley. Talk a little bit about Vietnam, sir.
Well, I was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and I came to know Bob Riley and his 6th of the 33rd Artillery through supporting them up when they were up near the DMZ. And we had mutual respect for each other. And I love those Artie boys. They protected me so many times when we were doing combat assaults, prepping the landing zone. So it was a little less hostile, let's say. And I would be willing to do anything for those guys.
And you did. One night, April 18th, 1969, we had an all-nighter with the NVA. They came across the Benhe River 2 miles and climbed up our mountaintop, Dong Ha Mountain, and we had wounded. 4 medevacs were turned away because of zero visibility. And the call went out to any medevac pilot that would want to risk a fifth attempt. And you said, hey, I did beans and bullets a week ago, and I want to do it. I'm going to vector in. And my FDO, Lieutenant Booty, fire direction officer, adjusted him in by the sound of his rotors and picked up the wounded 12 hours after almost bleeding out, got them all to the repose. I put him in for a Distinguished Flying Cross 2 times, 2 congressmen.
Wow.
And it's probably in 2 dumpsters right now.
Listen,
but he earned it.
Gene, we've had a few shows with dust-off pilots. I understand you recently received the Congressional for the Dust-Off Pilots, a Congressional Medal, and it just passed Congress, so God bless you, sir. And I'd like you to stay online with us. We're going to talk more. In the meantime, Dr. Andrew Savicki and I will be reading something from the Holy Scriptures. Doc, will you take it over with the music of Billy and the Essentials?
And that's Billy Carlucci in the Essentials singing, and Bobby's on the line with us and in the studio. Bobby, we want to thank you so much for coming home. And there's so many that are home now that are thinking, why am I here? And you're here because the Lord wanted you here. And that's why we say his prayers to his name. And Father Drucker, if we may do Psalms 59, would you please start us off?
It'd be my pleasure. May God bless Bobby Riley and all our veterans who have lost their lives, given their lives, those who have been disabled, and those who are active duty right now. May God watch over them. In Psalm 59, we read, deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men.
For though they live in wait for my life, fierce men band themselves against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready.
Rouse thyself, come to my help, and see, thou, Lord, God of hosts, art God of Israel. Awake to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Selah.
Each evening they come back, howling like dogs, and prowling about the city. That be.
There they are, bellowing with their mouths and snarling with their lips, for who they think will hear us.
But thou, O Lord, dost laugh at them. Thou dost hath all the nations in derision.
O my strength, I will sing praises to thee, for thou, O God, art my fortress.
My God in his steadfast love will meet me My God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. And that is only one of many prayers that we say to our Lord for helping us come home again to our families, to our community, and our nation. Those of you who may be struggling with normal stress or just issues in your life, there is someone there that will speak with you. Call or text 988 or directly to me at 856-278-4042. And like the song, I'll be there. Maybe you'll be there as well.
What a great show with our guest, Bobby Riley, Vietnam veteran, a artilleryman, 105 howitzers. And believe it or not, Bobby, I think I told you when we were together having dinner last week that I was a prime mover. Now, in theology, prime mover is God. I'm anything but God. But that's the actual nomenclature, because the deuce and a half truck drives the howitzer around. Anyway, I want to introduce real quickly for a few moments, Dennis Byrne, who is U.S. Navy. We're going to be doing a show with Dennis in December, and he's affiliated with a Broadway-type show called Voices from Vietnam. Chime in here and say hello to Bobby Riley, and a Philadelphian from what section, Dennis?
From the Oxford Circle, from Normandy on the Boulevard, and from Busselton. How are you, Father Jim?
We're fine. You're listening, you're listening, of course, and you're also on the air on 10,000 watts of Vietnam Power. So share your quick story of Navy life and, you know, Colonel Moore. We're going to be having Colonel Moore on sometime in November, who wrote the book called A Bullet Through the Helmet, a dust-off pilot, if you're still listening, Eugene. So anyway, share a few thoughts, and we're going to have a show with you in December, God willing.
Well, I'll tell you, Father Jim, and I have to tell your audience, I only met you 2 days ago on the phone, and I feel like I've known you my whole life. You are a Philadelphia jewel, a Philadelphia jewel. So I was going to LaSalle College at night, and I got drafted, and then I went to the University of Vietnam, 68 to 69, during the Tet Offensive, and then I came back and went to Temple, and then I went to Penn and worked for Sunoco, and I moved down here. Washington, 30 years ago. Doug Moore is a friend of mine in my community. He's a real hero, and I love all my brothers. All
truly
my best.
Hero. Now, tell us a quick about your Navy life, the ship you're on, and so forth.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, so out of boot camp, the first ship I went to was the USS Boston, a heavy cruiser out of Southie. And we went for a 10-month cruise. We put 38,000 shells into Vietnam.
Wow.
And I think we killed thousands, but we also saved thousands. So
beautiful way of putting it.
It was a heck of a tour. My job, I was one of five guys allowed outside the skin of the ship, and my job was to identify where the gun emplacements were for the shells that were incoming, coming at us, you know.
And Dennis, you're a devout Catholic. What's your home parish in Philly?
Well, my home parish in Philly, well, I had a couple of them, the St. Martin of Tours on the Oxford Circle, St. Christopher's in Trevose, and Maternity BVM in Busselton. And I got a shout out to Bobby Riley because this is amazing. He grew up in Frankfurt. My mother owned a
yes,
beauty
Dennis.
Salon in Oxford and
yeah,
Griffin.
This is Bobby. Yeah, you went to Father Judge. I beat you out 1 year. I graduated 64. You graduated 65. I went on to LaSalle College. You went on to LaSalle College. We went to the Vietnam College just about the same time. And we were throwing bombs
And for our audience, the largest death toll of any high school in America.
Yeah, the 64
men. Give me a second, Dennis. The largest death toll is Edison High School, 64. Richard Sand wrote a wonderful book called Edison 64. And the second largest death toll of any high school in America was Father Judge, where you and Bobby went to school. So may God bless you for your being a veteran. Thank you for joining us today. I usually have a cough button, no cough button here. And this Jewel is getting on with some more stuff here, with more music and rock and roll. And it's great to have you on the show. And stay tuned, listen, and we're going to have you on in December. Dennis Byrne from Philadelphia.
Yep. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Father Jim.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, I need a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane.
Hi, Bobby Riley. It's good to see you over here. I'm Billy Carlucci, Father Jim's co-host of Rock and Roll Reveille. Father Jim shared this song, who was played often on Armed Forces Vietnam
That was
radio.
The Aquarius song that was played on Vietnam AFVN radio. Yes,
wow,
absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you love that song, don't you? Bobby?
The box, the letter?
I call you Bobby because you're
the
my
letter.
Friend now.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. You qual-
you're a good friend. So I can even call you Bob or Bobby.
In the next room can call they, Bobby. That's I'm going to call you Billy.
You got an amazing lifetime going over here. I went to John Bartram High, and I graduated with an auto mechanics diploma, and I had so much fun, and I still know all the business about cars. And Patty LaBelle, I graduated with her. She went to Bartram.
And
also,
I was her road manager back in '61 when they cut records on the bottom of a Howell B. Robinson.
Correct.
Bobby Martin. What a
and
great
Damian
lady.
Juniors all went to Bartram.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
yeah,
the song we're talking about is the song we played earlier, Aquarius, which you said was a song played in Vietnam, and it was a song against war and hate, and it represented L-O-V-E, love.
Love, especially during the period of August. We went into the Ashwell Valley. We had troopers from the 101st Airborne, survivors of Hamburger Hill from 2 months before in May. And it was, I remember, first of the 5-0 deuce, and we were not in range to support them then. And we did our best, and there were some ceremonies there in Firebase Blaze. So, that Aquarius, every time that came on, and that was played the most on the RVN channel, and it was peace. It represented peace in August of 69. Woodstock was going on. That was peace. We had the hell to bear in August, trying to survive from what just happened 2 months ago. And Aquarius just kept on playing. And
believe it or not, next week we're going to be having Dolores Raich, who wrote a book about her brother, who wrote letters to his mother. The mother and family wrote letters to him, and Donnell Brink of WIBG will be joining us as well.
Wow.
So now, Bobby, you have a mention. You want to mention something about Roz. Would you share that thought?
Roz, yes. Everyone is aware, certainly in the Philadelphia area, that Kensington is the ground zero of the opioid wars. It's really not about
where I
opioid
grew up.
Wars. It's the
in the 40s
war
and
of
50s.
Souls to be saved. And it's being pushed down to about, I call it Hell's Half Mile. Hell's Half Mile. And it's like shine. I try to shine my light on dark places. I go there now every season. So Code Red was 4 in July and August. Code Brown, I'm into my third visit. And a new community center was just set up by Roz Picardo, literally an angel who arrived. And in her lifetime, over the years, she has applied 2,000 Narcan doses.
My God. So
saved 2,000 lives. She has a brick-and-mortar now community center that serves not only the unhoused, but the poor housed in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Books, open mics, Narcan training, food. I provide head-to-toe clothing. I provide 200 pretzels. At the end, I provide 200 prayer cards. Usually 200 individual prayers, many hugs, and...
What's the name of the house, Bobby?
The name of the house is Sunshine House. Sunshine stands for any of those souls that need assistance. 2774 Kensington Avenue, and...
Hey, Bobby, what is the miracle of Narcan? Why is that so valuable?
It reverses the effects of fentanyl. Virtually immediately. Sometimes there's a second shot. It's literally one shot in the nose. And I had training. I have two in the car. For me, thank God, I still have the two in the car. Her phone number is 267-804-7166. Volunteers, food, clothing, socks.
What was the number again? Repeat the number?
Yeah, repeat the number. 215-615-0437. We're starting a concert coming up next. It actually starts this Friday for an hour. Me and Joe Mangold every other Friday. And Roz will be on next week.
Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Bobby Riley, it's great to have you on the air on 10,000 Watt Veteran Power, WWDB AM, 888-329-3306. And you told me of the many letters every day your wife, June, sent you a letter. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, of course, at a fire base, we would maybe get a delivery once a week, so I would get 7 at a time. I would write one letter a week, and those letters meant so much, and I didn't bring mine home because I had to shed a whole lot of everything, and the 50 letters that I sent home, PTSD is so insidious and so dark.
You suffered
one
a lot,
night,
Bobby.
One night... She got so upset at me at night, 3 in the morning, for thrashing around, that she got up and she burnt my 50 letters. There's another session coming up maybe in December where I'll talk about the healing from that.
We'll have a part two
along with my
show.
Wife, June. Well, we're still married. Monday, 57 years.
My God.
Congratulations.
Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Bobby, This song is reminiscent of you being on an airplane coming home to June, your wife. Share those feelings, Bobby Riley.
I left from Cameron Bay. My brother was stationed at Cameron Bay. So my last day I spent with my brother, Mike, who was in the Air Force. And so when I hit the airport and hugged my mother and father, the first thing they said was, "How is Mike?" And I said, "I can truthfully tell you he is fine." And
Let General Satterfield, will you come in and join us, please? And how much love you have for Bobby, and share that little vignette, sir.
Absolutely, and thanks, Brother Jim. I appreciate it. Bobby, you're a great man. Hey, thanks, a hero of our time, not just from Vietnam, but from today. And thanks.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for that. Say, I wish I had a cool nickname like Spider-Man, so that would be really cool.
Yes. Spider General.
That was official call sign, too. You know.
I know. I love those dust off pilots, by the way. And I had nicknames, but I can't say them on the air, or the FCC would be after you, Father Jim, so I'll pass. Hey, I do recommend Doug Moore's book. You mentioned it before, A Bullet Through the Helmet, Dust Off Pilots, memoir, if you will. If you get a chance, get out and get a copy. It's a great book. I finished reading it about a week ago. Hey, real quick, a story on Bobby Riley. A couple of days after Christmas in 2021, I think, after he just finished delivering a bunch of parkas and coats for the homeless, and he stopped by his favorite Wawa for a cup of coffee. It was pretty chilly out. And on the side of the store, I hear that he spotted a pile of blankets with a man wrapped up inside. And he went over to him, and some eyes peered out from under the blankets, and Bob gave him $10. And then he left, but he couldn't sleep that night. So he got up early. He went back. And that man was still there. It turns out his name was Norman, if my memory is correct.
That's correct.
And he was a homeless U.S. Army veteran. And he bought Norman to the McDonald's restaurant locally, bought him some stuff, put him up in the Red Roof Inn with his own money, and then the Roadway Inn with his own money, and he made sure this guy was taken care of. And my understanding, the guy survived only because of Bob Riley. So thank you, Bob, for that wonderful, wonderful effort.
Now, General Dr. Savicki, Dr. Savicki and I joined you. What was the name of the house where you were thinking of helping me get an apartment? Name of the house.
Sunshine House?
No. Is that the Sunshine House?
Roz?
That we went for lunch. We had I met Eddie Gilliam and the gang at the house.
Oh, Veterans Home in Frankfurt.
Okay, Veterans Home, yes. Oh, and Doc and I were with him. And Doc, can you not testify to this man's love for human beings?
Not only love, sacrifice, but teaching us forgiveness.
Thank you. Thank you.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.
The 6th to the 33rd spent 738 days in country, firing 400,000 37-pound bombs with a 105-millimeter howitzer in support of the 1st, the 3rd, the 5th Marine Corps, 101st Airborne, 1st Cav, 5th Mech, and 1st Darwin. The infantry's first 911 call for assistance due to our 90-second response with rounds on target. Our Area of Operations, AO, from the DMZ south to Da Nang and the Yashua Valley east to the Gulf of Tonkin and I Corps. 5 batteries, A, B, C, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, headquarters and service. The battalion roster included over 1,000 U.S. Army soldiers, including National Guardsmen. Meritorious unit citation, Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry with Palm. We remember 9 gave all. Names on the wall. Folger, Douglas, Spec 4, KIA, 4468, 48 Echo 02, Sundell, Lars, PFC, KIA, 04468, 48 Echo 12. Knox, Williams, Spec 4, Alpha Hotel, 52468, 68 Echo 04. Elledge, Michael, First Lieutenant, KIA, 72468, 51 Whiskey 48. Bezold, Stephen, Captain, MIA, still, 1029, 68. 40, Whiskey 52. Johnson, Sylvester, PFC, died 12-21-68. 36, Whiskey 57. Prince, Dennis, Sergeant, KIA, 06-02-69. 23, Whiskey 47. Christensen, Harold, Sergeant, KIA, 06-19-69. And Stevens, Larry, PFC, died 9-01-69. The Alpha Hotel was an accidental homicide. Bob Riley, Fire Direction Control, B and C batteries, 269 to 270. God is with us this day. Last words of Father Vincent Robert Capodanno, United States Marine Corps, Medal of Honor recipient, and one miracle attributed.
And up for sainthood.
Bobby, your sequel of events and the names you mentioned, they're troubling because there's so many of us that have returned and have no idea of the sacrifice of so many of our brothers and sisters. This beautiful song of love and friendship and brotherhood represents your constant advocacy. You're helping consistently and constantly veterans everywhere, anytime, anyone, throughout the streets of Philadelphia, and actually throughout the world. You're a marvelous Catholic man, soldier, disabled veteran who loves your wife and family and your brother and sister veterans. Bobby, if you could, after everything you've said, share some of the many programs you're involved with in helping veterans, please.
Just talk extemporaneously. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, the very first step for recovery started at 7th and Lehigh. As Father Jim mentioned, I went to Father Judge, or I mentioned it. However, I saw the demolition crew knocking down the high school that contributed 64 deaths in Vietnam. And the next day, I was on the demolition site and assaulted the chain link fence. Fortunately, it was 10 foot high and brand new. And about 3 weeks later, the mayor just said, hey, there's people that really give a crap. We're going to save a part of it. They saved 10% of the original building that you went to, Father Jim.
And I went to school at Edison 1958 and 59. Would have graduated 60, but my mother Margaret took me and my brother Louis back upstate where I graduated from high school upstate. Edison 64, Father Judd's 27. Clyde, will you jump in? Time is becoming very tight to talk about the book Hard Hammer. Why was it written? Why did you write it?
Well, so many of us are interested in what our fathers and grandfathers did, but when they were alive, we didn't take the time to ask questions. So I thought we ought to do something for the families of all the folks who were with Bob and I. We gathered information at the National Archives. We collected letters home from as many people as we could. We collected memories. We probably have 1,000 photos. And we put this together so that it'll be available as far out into the future as I can tell for any children or grandchildren of the guys that were with us.
How is it available, Clyde? Where and how can they obtain it? I have the book in front of me, hardcover, Hardhammer. Clyde Lewandowski. And where are you from, by the way, originally, Clyde?
St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Okay. Share where they can get the book, sir.
Yeah, so the book is available on Amazon, and it's print on demand. When you place the order, it probably takes about two and a half weeks before the book actually arrives at your doorstep.
Wonderful.
The reason I selected Daniel, it really wasn't written until 1973 by Bernie Taupin, who was the partner, Elton John, and it was about a Vietnam veteran blind in Texas, and his name was Daniel, and his brother wrote an article for the local newspaper about eyes have seen more than mine.
What about the Daniel here that you're talking about you think so much of?
And I met a Daniel at the veterans, my VSO, and he's a combat photographer. He's got a staff of six. He's on the McGuire Air Force Base, and he knew exactly Daniel. He knew the words. He's a music person.
The important thing is he's a combat photographer. We're going to have him for a show soon. Let's kick right into We Gotta Get Out of This Place. It's a phenomenal. It's the anthem of the Vietnam War.
In this dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty,
and I know one thing is true.
That's Bobby Riley singing in the studio.
Your time is due.
God bless you, Bobby. Listen, I have a quick moment for Ronnie. Ronnie, will you hop on here? You have a benefit coming up soon. You are a Navy Swabby, and you have a show coming up soon, and the proceeds will go to the Vietnam to veterans. Please share your show.
Oh, yeah, sure. How you doing, Father Jim?
Quickly, Ron. We only have 2 minutes, please.
Okay. That's not going to be... Yeah, I got this event coming up at the Valencia Ballroom in York, Pennsylvania, October 26th. World War II and Korean War veterans we're honoring. All veterans are welcome. It's going to be a wonderful sit-down dinner. We have a Frank Sinatra coming in, and everybody's going to have a grand old time. Go to the website, www.avhrrc.org, and buy tickets.
All right, Ronnie, God bless you. I hope to see you again.
God bless you.
I hope to see you again at Lebanon VA Medical Center, where we're both patients, disabled vets. Anyway, Bobby Riley and June and Clyde Lewandowski, we love you. Everybody chime in, Billy, Doc, and Janine, and General, and Dennis, and Spider-Man.
Bobby,
and
you'll always be loved by us and remembered.
You are our brother now.
Thank you, Bobby. I've been preparing all my life for this hour.
We're going to have another show. It'll be a part two. In the meantime, Janine, take it over.
We're going to kick in.
We're going to segue right into another song. Bobby, did you write Red, White, and Bluesy?
No, but I named the title.
Good. Okay.
And I sat in, and I just said, Joe Mangold, this has got to get out.
Our guest next week will be rocking with Rock and Roll Rivoli. Will be Dolores Hook-Raish, Lieutenant Colonel Vienna Lorendi, Dolores wrote a book on the letters from Bud, her Vietnam brother, had written home, and his parents' letters to him in Vietnam. Our special guest will be legendary Philadelphia WIBG 990 AM radio disc jockey Don L. Brake, who was stationed in Vietnam and was on air in Armed Forces Radio, AFVN. Tune in at 4 p.m. next Saturday.
Now, everybody jump in. General Clyde, Dennis, Spider-Man, and Ron say, we love you, Philadelphia. Come on, ready? Clyde, you?
We love you, Philadelphia.
Dennis Byrne. All right, let's go.
We
Dennis Byrne. And Brigadier,
we love you, Philadelphia.
And Brigadier General Satterfield, sir.
Yeah, and we do love Philadelphia. That's a fact.
And remember, every week, 4 to 5 p.m., Rock and Roll Reveille on WWDB. I want to thank Laura Lewis, our operation manager, for her support, and Sam Spicer, and a lot of great people. I love you all. Thank you. I have tears in my eyes. I love you. God bless.
Yeah, I love you too bad.
That you can come here with nothing, and still you'll make out. Say what you will about